All righty, we're back at RMPA in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and with us is Andromeda Day. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Would you like to give us an introduction about yourself and what you're doing here?
I'm an undergrad at New Mexico Highlands, and I'm here to talk about my poster presentation.
Sweet. And what'd you do? What's the research?
It's about gamification of Title IX Violence Against Women's Act and sexual education.
Sweet.
So basically, we rounded up a whole bunch of students, which were mostly athletes, and they took our Jeopardy-based survey.
Jeopardy-inspired.
Inspired survey after they played a Jeopardy game. And it seems like they had fun. They learned some. It was a bit sparse on where they learned from and what the main source they learned from. However, there was only not that many students, and so it was a bit spread out, and we didn't get through the whole Jeopardy game. So we may be doing that way or having it done in a classroom, because if it's done in a classroom, your students will be more happy because they're doing a game in class.
Right, and they're a captive audience.
Mm-hmm. And they're not expecting to be entertained like at something like the midterm escape.
Right. So what did you find with the limited sample that you had?
They learned, like, there were specific things that they learned really well and specific things they did not understand at all.
Okay.
So, like, one was what age in New Mexico can an underage person and an overage person actually have sex? And most of them said not at all.
Uh-huh.
When technically, if they are married, they can have sex.
Right.
Based on like the laws and stuff like that, because you could technically, I think it's 16 or 17 that you could technically get married here. So like things like that, where it's like technicalities and very specific details that they would remember, I think they had a lot more trouble remembering.
Do they have a tendency to remember like the more shocking information? So like less technicality and more like, ooh, like that's like,
yeah, like certain aspects, like they were just like, oh, that's shocking and like concerning, like that this many people like are sexually assaulted every year, like this many people don't go to the police for it and stuff like that. So that really popped out for them.
What you said there was a limited sample size. Can you walk me through the journey that you had to get the study going and run and collected data?
We started all the way back in
August.
We were supposed to do the first one in October. And it took all the way till, February?
March.
Oh, man.
All the way till March before we were finally able to be able to get a room and get some people in there to actually do it. Because it even took like 45 minutes after we were supposed to originally start before people actually showed up. And we went to the cafeteria and shouted it saying, hey, come, we're doing this thing. You could get some gift cards. And eventually we got people. So I was just happy we got somebody in that room.
It sounds about right for research. I'm just happy I got some people in a room.
Yep. So what would you, so through this process, what would you do differently next time? Or like, where does this research go in the future for you?
I'd like to see it be done in a classroom.
Okay.
I'd like to see like an actual class of high school, college students actually doing this and seeing where their knowledge is in a classroom. And I want to see what's, like colleges actually have Title IX training. Who has to take said Title IX training? Because at Highlands, only RAs have to take Title IX training. Nobody else has to take Title IX training. Nobody else has to like have that in their face.
Yeah, and that's amongst the student. Oh, I'll preface this. That's amongst the student population.
Yeah. Of the students.
Everyone who works there has to take this kind of training. But yeah, amongst students, it's very limited.
As a student employee, I didn't have to take it at all.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. I only had to take like a basics of like privacy. Like if somebody left their computer open with their stuff on it, just close the computer. And that was it. That was the only type of training I had to do.
Yeah. I mean, it does seem that like with like universities needing to maintain these sort of like federal guidelines for something like Title IX, like basic information to the wider student body would be like very helpful in maybe reducing incidence of stuff that's happening.
From what I understand, the undergrads who do get Title IX training, they just receive a like PowerPoint file.
And then do like a quiz in Brightspace, because that's how my training was for confidentiality. Yeah. But also, I didn't know very much about Title IX until I did this project. Mm-hmm. I knew like there was some law, but I didn't know what's Title IX.
Mm-hmm. No, we definitely learned. I learned more about Title IX through this research than I had in all my trainings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we still get a talk, but even then, it's like during Faculty Development Week and it's limited.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not like a quiz. It's just sort of, here's the stuff. You guys have to. And it's mostly about first reporter. It's mostly about reporting,
right,
as opposed to like the law, because like there's a Title IX officer and the dean of students who really kind of, I guess, handle most of that. We just have to report to them.
Yeah, but with the quizzes, you could have the PowerPoint up and take the quiz at the same time. So it's like, you don't even have to memorize it. You could just have the quiz up, and I think you get unlimited time with it too. So you could just have it up with the PowerPoint presentation and just go over real quick, answer the questions, and be done with it.
There's no incentive to actually learn the material. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Cool.
So everyone should do a Jeopardy-inspired learning for some of the information.
At least some of the information. Like, you should know at least the basics of what your rights are and what you could do for your rights.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
All right.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.